Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Thursday, November 4th. First, the weather. The chance of rain increases today to 40%. The afternoon high will reach 83, dropping to 72 at night. Let's get things started with climate change. Floridians know that for 6 months of the year they have to be on guard for hurricanes. There are official updates from federal agencies and tax holidays to purchase supplies. Miami-Dade hopes that on May 1, 2022, extreme heat will get the same level of attention. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava just announced that the county will officially mark a heat season next year. It will run from May 1 to October 31. And just like for hurricane season, county shelters will be available to residents who can't safely stay in their own homes. The county will hold press conferences and educate the public on how to stay safe and cool in the heat. The mayor says this is the first step toward educating residents about the dangers of extreme heat, which are multiplying as the climate grows warmer. In food news, South Florida has a new kosher barbecue spot. Izzy's Brooklyn Smokehouse calls itself the first kosher barbecue restaurant to open in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Now Izzy's has opened in Aventura location. It's Izzy's third spot and the first outside of New York. It joins the kosher Mendel's Backyard Barbecue in Surfside. Highlights of Izzy's strictly kosher menu include 18-hour smoked brisket, house-cured pastrami, mammoth beef ribs, smoked lamb, and pulled beef or chopped brisket sandwiches. Pit boss Izzy Eidelman opened Izzy's in Brooklyn and quickly found success. Eidelman saw the rush of New York restaurants opening in South Florida and moved to join them. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In sports, high school football championship games are returning to South Florida. Drive Pink Stadium in Fort Lauderdale will host the Class 4A through 8A championships in 2021 and 2022. It will be the first time Inter-Miami CF Stadium hosts the title games, and the first time they're coming to South Florida since the Miami Dolphins Stadium hosted them in 2006. Tickets will be available for $12 if purchased in advance and $15 on game day. All games will stream live via Spectrum Sports. The Florida playoffs begin next week. In South Beach, now that Miami Beach voters said yes to a 2 a.m. booze ban, what happens next? Mayor Dan Gelber says he expects city staff to develop legislation to codify the referendum. He also expects his colleagues on the commission to support any measure to restrict alcohol sales after 2 a.m. Voters approved the non-binding referendum that served as a flashpoint in a debate over whether the city has outgrown its world-famous entertainment district. A majority of voters supported the ballot question, which asked whether the city should roll back its 5 a.m. last call for alcohol. And finally, in the Florida Keys, you can now officially reserve your vacation getaway to paradise. Cheeseburger paradise, that is. The new Margaritaville Beach House Key West is now accepting reservations in advance of its official opening. Located on Smathers Beach, the Oceanfront Hotel is currently operating as Barbary Beach House Key West. But on November 15, guests will find a rebranded and upgraded resort with family-friendly amenities and new places to eat and drink. The new hotel features 186 suites, plus a lagoon-style pool with entertainment and lawn games. Also opening at the property is the Tin Cup Chalice Bar and Chill, a new restaurant and bar. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.